Hello, and welcome to The Parting Shot, your dose of everything pop culture. I'm H. Allen Scott. There's a new show on Netflix you've got to check out. It's called The Brother's Son, and it's wild. Yes, that's wild in all caps. So it's about the son of the head of a Taiwanese triad who, after his father is assassinated, must travel to Los Angeles to protect his badass mother and little brother, who is totally unaware that he comes from this family with deep ties to the world of crime. Oh, and that mother, that badass mother I just mentioned, you know, she's played by the one, the only Michelle Yeoh. You know, the one, she just won that Oscar, no big deal, you know. But what's so great about The Brother's Son is that while it's dramatic and action-packed, it's also funny. It blends all of these elements so, so well, and it works because of the brilliant writing, of course, but also the performances from the family at the core of this story. And guess what? I'm talking to that family today. Before I get to my chat with Michelle Yeoh, I want to start things off with Sam Lee. Sam plays Bruce, the youngest brother, being raised by his mom in Southern California. He has no idea his family is as important as they are. He's just this high school kid trying to matter in a complicated world, and all of a sudden his brother shows up and his mom go into action, completely upending his entire world. What makes Sam's performance so unique is that this is his first big project, which you wouldn't be able to tell he's brand new to acting if by watching this. He's incredible in it. I spoke with him about that and what it was like to work with Michelle Yeoh, which has got to be a little intimidating.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Hello, Sam.
Hello. How's it going?
Going well. How are you?
Good.
How insane was it for you to work with Michelle Yeoh? I think that's the obvious first question.
Yeah. I mean, first of all, how did I get into this multiverse? You know, how did I get into this timeline where I'm acting with Michelle Yeoh? Like, what is happening?
Yeah.
But she's incredible. She's incredible. She is someone who is so easy to work with, has a lot of natural maternal instincts that makes you just feel like a kid again in so many ways. Yeah. And she's so good at channeling just those maternal instincts and making you feel really loved and seen and heard. And she listens with her heart and soul when she talks to you. And I think because of that, it made it incredibly easy to act alongside her. I'm a big sports fan. I love sports.
Yeah.
And I always compare it to playing basketball with Steph Curry or playing football with Tom Brady or playing soccer with Ronaldo. It's just the game is so much easier. You know, it feels effortless because she just knows exactly what she's doing. You could just stand around next to her and I think the scene will just work.
Yeah. I mean, her and I kind of talked about that a little bit in my chat with her, that she does sort of hold a Meryl Streep-like presence in that she is first on the call sheet, and she is sort of like, she is that presence.
Yes.
And people, younger actors or just actors in general, look to her in a way, and she does feel that responsibility. Did you look to her for guidance in something like this?
Yeah, I think, you know, there was sort of a balance that I wanted to strike in terms of making sure that I was as professional as possible, and I didn't want to. I think I was afraid of coming off maybe like inexperienced, which in some ways I really was, because this being my first, you know, major TV project, and so I didn't necessarily outright, you know, kind of ask for any kind of guidance or anything like that, mainly because I also had a lot of confidence in what I was doing and what I was bringing to the character. But I do feel like watching her and observing how she tackles work, how she embraces the things that happen even behind the camera, the conversations with our showrunners, with our directors, the nuances of how those conversations behind the scenes translates to changes or heightened performances in front of the camera was really eye-opening to me. And I think I've realized how important it is to be a collaborator with her, you know, that good work isn't just segregated work. It's a creative industry that all relies on the creative abilities of everyone.
Well, and one of the things that I did talk about with her that I thought was so interesting is, out of all the characters in the show, you know, every character is basically sort of defined in sort of their point of view and what they do. But your character has to react to a whole different world. Yep. I mean, your character goes through the most changes in a way, I would say, throughout the series. Yeah. And we both, I mean, Michelle and I both agreed that you carry a lot of that weight on you in telling that story and telling your character's story. So what was it like sort of navigating this sort of world of being a normal kid from, you know, just a normal kid to being now a part of a crime family?
Well, you know, I did some behind the scenes training. I went ahead and got adopted into a triad family and spent 3 months with them in preparation for this part.
I would love that to be true. I would love that to be true.
I think a lot of it is sort of the imagination of the circumstances of what's happening. And I feel like after seeing everything come together, you know, being on set and seeing the world built in front of me, because, you know, this is an awesome, epic show that has so much realism, in the sense that it takes place in a real place, in the real world. You know, it's not like a fictional world where it's created through CG and green screen. There was a lot of tangible things for me to sort of fixate on and put myself into. So I feel like in that sense, the environment, even from a filming perspective, you know, as an actor walking onto a set with so many, you know, real props and, you know, with, for example, the water monitor, the water minotaur, you know, it was amazing to see that in person. We had a real one. And so I feel like being able to literally experience the world really helped me sell those moments. And I think, like, you know, walking into that exotic animal shop, right? I was like, this is a real place. These are real animals I've never seen in front of my eyes right now. So it was very easy to feel like I was very overwhelmed by everything, just simply because I felt like I was tossed into that world.
Yeah. What part of it, I mean, because this is sort of, it's an interesting story in that, like, it is a family drama in a way, but it's also action and heightened thriller. And like, there's a lot of other elements to it that make it a lot more than just a family drama. Mm-hmm. What was perhaps the most difficult part of doing this?
Oh, there's a few that come to mind. I mean, I feel like two things that come to mind right away is that the tone of this show is very unique. It's sort of this genre bending action, dark dramedy, you know? When I was reading the script, when I was reading the screenplay, I thought it was really funny. Like, a lot of the lines, a lot of the jokes felt like it really popped out of the pages. But I think the balance that we had to find was to make sure it didn't lean into comedy too much, because there's also very dramatic elements going on. And I think finding that tone was huge for me, and I think it was huge for our team. And I think even now, watching it back in hindsight, when I watch it on TV, when I watch, you know, when I get to watch the final product and I see the choices, the tone of how they set a scene via music or with tempo, you know, the pacing, I think that was, it brought to light exactly what's going on behind the scenes and what the intentions of the scenes were. And I think as an actor, you're not necessarily, you know, you don't get that foresight because you're just kind of acting in the scene.
Yeah.
But also it was just a lot. I think for me as a first time actor, you know, to get thrown into 4 or 5 months of filming, it definitely, there was a learning curve. And I think I learned a lot about myself and about the stamina that you sort of need to have to do a TV show like this.
Well, and you have someone very clearly on set to look to, Michelle Yeoh, who knows a thing or two about stamina.
Exactly.
And keeping up a performance. Yeah, definitely. Sure. Well, and that's something that also is interesting too, because this is such a visually stimulating show, and so much of that comes in post, that when you're, especially as a first time sort of, well, just a new actor, you're experiencing this. Did what you were doing on set when you saw it, the final product, were you surprised at how it visually turned out?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, on set, I only saw blue screen. So I feel like the CG and everything, the VFX that they put into it was the first thing that really sucked me into the world. I completely buy it. And there are so many moments where I'm like, wait, did we CG that? Or was it on location? I can't even tell. So that's a great sign that I feel like if I, as an actor, can't even tell, no one's going to tell. Everyone's going to just feel, buy into this world, you know, the atmosphere. But yeah, it was very charming the first time I got to see it. And I'm just very, very happy. I'm very excited for how it turned out.
What was that time like, that first time you saw it? What was your reaction? Because this is your first big project. So, you know, that's an interesting moment.
Yeah, I'm going to be completely honest with you here. I was very distracted. I think as an actor, when you watch yourself, you know there's way too much context for everything that you see on screen. Like every single second, I'm like, oh yeah, that was a whole hour of my life. So I think it was very distracting in the sense that it's almost like having an out-of-body experience. And you just know too much. There's too much information that's stimulating when I'm watching it. I actually feel like I enjoyed it more my second and third time, because I wasn't so distracted by my choices and how everything cut together for the first time. I think by the second or third time I watched it, I felt like I got to enjoy it from an audience perspective, just simply without those distractions.
Well, now that so many people are going to be introduced to you, because this is a massive platform with massive people involved in the project.
Yeah.
Are you prepared for all of that attention that's going to probably be coming your way? And B, what do you want to do next?
A, I don't know. Maybe, hopefully. I mean, it can't be that different, right?
I think it can be. I think it can be pretty different. I mean, look to some of your co-stars. You can be pretty different.
Well, I hope people enjoy it, and I think I'm not going to think too much of that. And I hope that, you know, it just gets picked up for a second season and we can see more of it, because I feel like there's so much more to the story that we could discover. And then B, sorry, wait, what was the B question?
Since this is the sort of start of your career in such a big way, what do you want to be doing next? What do you hope to do?
Yes, great question. Well, you know, it's funny that you brought that up, because I got a chance to. So something about The Brother's Son is I have a very close relationship with this project, because it feels so intimate. Like I felt so right for it. You know, I felt really connected to the material, in the sense that I was raised by a single mom in the 626 in San Gabriel. I was, you know, pursuing wanting to be an actor when I had these expectations set on me. So there was a lot that I connected to the story. But there's a project I did this year called Marvin is Sorry. And it's a pilot that is about an influencer who gets canceled because of an accident and gets dragged into a whole social political situation. And touches up the themes of the pilot of the show, touches on modern influence in politics, media, social media, traditional media. So it's very, very interesting. And I feel just as intimately attached and right for that project, because I had done social media for 3 years prior to doing Brother's Son. You know, that was my full-time job. So there's a lot in that world that I feel like I'm very right for, and that I can, you know, contribute a lot to with just my personal experience. So I'm looking forward to that. But outside of that as well, you know, I see myself as a hopeless romantic. I'm in a very romantic period in my life where I feel like I don't know. Wait, that's a weird way to describe it because there's no romance going on.
I mean, it's an interesting segue, and I want you to keep going. Please continue.
Yeah, I'm just, you know, dating is a big topic on my mind in 2024, mm-hmm. and I feel like I am a very romantic person outside of obviously me being Bruce as well, in so many different ways. So I would love to tackle, and I would love to partake in maybe a rom-com of some sort. I've always wanted to write a rom-com. So,
yeah. I mean, I would say, you know, your first project being sort of starring in a Netflix show is the ultimate Tinder profile picture. I mean, that is, I have a feeling that this is a really good platform for you to find some dates. I don't know. I'm not in a Netflix show, but I think they're doing all
right. We'll see.
Anyone in Netflix shows, you know. Well, Sam, thank you so much for taking the time to chat with me. I really do appreciate it.
Oh, thank you. No, it's my pleasure. And thank you so much for the time.
Yeah. Now, my next guest needs no introduction. I mean, she's Michelle Yeoh. Like, she's just Michelle Yeoh. She's an icon of cinema. She is literally a legend. And if you thought that she'd slow down after winning the Best Actress Oscar for Everything Everywhere All at Once last year, well, you'd be mistaken, because she's just getting started. We've spoken before on this podcast, and it was really nice to be able to see her again and chat with her again. We chatted about The Brother's Son, what it means to her, and how she chooses her roles, especially after winning the Oscar, and if she's prepared to crown a new Oscar winner this year. I loved the show. I have to say, one of the things that I love about your performance is, again, it's sort of like this woman who you can easily, like, you know, she's unsuspecting, she's just sort of a mom, she's in this world, and then all of a sudden she does the unexpected, and you do those roles so incredibly well. Like, do you seek those kind of roles?
Yes, I do. Yeah. I seek roles that I feel I have not explored or experienced before. It's very interesting. Someone just reminded me, you know, I've done the trilogy of Ease, Eleanor from Crazy Rich Asians, right? And then from Everything Everywhere All at Once, and now Eileen from Brother's Son. Yeah. They're all mothers, but how I approach them is like they're distinctly very, very different and has a very different outlook and way they present themselves. And I do seek that out because I find that's the only way I can challenge myself. Yeah. The first thing I look for in a script is like, please do not be the same character I just played or that I have played. So I'm constantly on the prowl for something that I would learn, something that I would be different in. And I think that helps with the excitement for my audiences as well.
Yeah. And what did you learn from Eileen? Like, what was different about Eileen to you?
Oh my God, this the sense of sacrifice that she had to, the decision that she had to make. I mean, I think it's very relatable to any immigrant family when you have to leave a place of, which is your home, to go to a new place. Mm-hmm. But this time with Eileen, it's like she had to leave her son behind.
Yeah. Yeah.
And what could be worst experience for that? But it was either choosing one son or none at all. Mm-hmm. So, you know, then going over to a new place, it's like, how do you blend in? How do you make the perfect life for this? You know, you pour your whole energy into that until your past comes crashing in and everything goes to chaos.
Well, and Eileen comes ready for it. I mean, even just at that first episode, when the chaos starts, she has that drill and she's ready to go. Like, there's
yes. I think, like, you know, once you know how to ride a bicycle, you don't really forget. But I think that's the reality of her past. Mm. It was like she always knew your past will come.
Yeah.
You know, you can't leave it away for forever. Mm-hmm. It will come at some point and you have to be ready. You have to know and understand how you are going to protect your family. That is her younger son, played brilliantly by Sam Song, and her eldest boy, Justin. I mean, these two boys are just so different.
So different.
so different, so intense in their own way that they have the perfect chemistry. So when the three of us together, it's real. You know, I feel the love I have for Justin and for Samsung and how we can play off each other without having to go, okay, it's scripted that you would do this and I would do that. Yeah. And that is what I loved about Byron and Brad and Kevin, our director. You know, he gives us directions, but he also gives us the space to be the characters that we have imagined them to be.
Well, and it's also, I mean, what I love about it is that there's this balance between it being sort of this spy action drama thing with this real family drama with dynamics in a family that is very much akin to sort of like The Sopranos in a way. I mean, it's sort of like there are definitely like some weird things going on in this family. And
oh my God, weird?
I mean, there's probably deeper than weird, but I mean, that was that also something that excited you about sort of the unique nature of this family?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, there's the tone of how it was written, how it was envisioned, that it would have this dynamic, you know, like chaotic, but very choreographed, incredible action fight sequences. Some of them are so hysterically funny, like with the dinosaurs and all this kind of thing. You think, like, are they really doing this? Yeah. And then whereby it is so brutal, but at the same time, you want to do that, but you're going like, oh, I want to see what's going on as well. And then it wraps up being like, oh my God, that is really quite funny. So that has never been done before. I have seen many movies about triads or, you know, but this, I think, makes it easier to digest in that sense. Yes, because we know there's going to be killings and gore and all that. But how do we move it to a level where we go, okay, that's okay, they're playing. Okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
But the core of any story is the family drama.
Yeah.
You know, that really drives that makes you feel for the characters. That makes you want to know what's going to happen. How is it all going to turn out, right? And so for me, that was a whole new experience on its own.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, she is this very doting good mother. I mean, she really is, but she's also kind of a crime boss. I mean, she's leading this family of criminals in a way. And the juxtaposition is just so wild and fun. And I don't think I've really, I mean, I've watched a lot of your movies and I feel like I've seen you as a villain before, but not, and she's not really a villain, but it's different. It's nuanced, you know?
Right. Yes. I think that's the thing. It's like, it's a very fine line between what is a villain that's evil, that really the intent is just to do evil things, or there's some people who are forced or by the nature of what they need to do and the lives that they were brought into that leads them into that, and some who will try to get out of it. So it is very beautifully written in that way. It's like she was thrown into this world of, you know, triads and gangsters and killing, but always trying to say there must be a better way. There has to be a better way where it's brain over brawn and blood, right? And that was what she was trying to do. But unfortunately, she was married to a man who did not agree with that completely. Mm. And I think the first bad thing that she thought that this is it. I can't deal with this anymore is when she turned their son into a killer.
Yeah.
When that happens, it's tough. How do you go back from that?
Yeah. Yeah. And he's also just really good at it. Like, I mean, that's the problem is that like she probably sees that too, that he's actually really good at this because she's really good at it, you know?
Exactly. But it does make him, he's angry.
Yeah.
And Justin played that so well, you know? He thinks he is cool, like, because he has to be cool, because if he doesn't live up to his father, his the burden on since a very young child to be protect your family irregardless. You will kill anybody that stands in your way because you have to protect the family. Yeah. Can you imagine as a teenager, as a young kid to be set out on a test, like to be set out to have to behave like that. And then whereas the other one is so being doted on and, you know, cuddled, and it's like, so it's almost like, but we do treat our children like that sometimes.
Yeah.
You know, when you're the eldest, you have to set a good example. so that your younger brother or your younger sister will know what is the right way to behave. So you are the eldest, do the right thing. Yeah. And who gets punished? The eldest one, because you are the oldest. Yeah. I think you didn't do it right.
Yeah. And also, I mean, just Samsung Lee, I think his performance is probably one of, because at least for you, you're able to sort of just, you're able just to be the bad mom in a way. Like, you're able to be like the crime mom, and the other brother's able to be the criminal brother. But he has to do this dance between being a normal person and also being a member
coming
of
coming to terms.
Yeah, yeah.
Coming to terms. It's like, I just want to do improv and, you know, maybe drive a fancy car. You know, he's like, I'm a good guy. I'm always been a good guy. I don't do criminal things. And then suddenly you are told you are the crime boss's number two. But he plays it so beautifully, you know, right on that, without being too over the top, that he's such a believable, adorable young man.
Yeah.
And that was the beauty about putting them two together, where they were trying to convince one, trying to convince the other of what they should be.
Yeah.
And that for me was such a beautiful journey to watch.
Mm. Yeah.
And that the triangle, when the mother is there and how she treats one over the other, because she believes in tough love.
Yeah. I mean, it's so interesting to me in that, like, see, I imagine you walking on set and, like, to me, you're like a Meryl Streep in a way. You're just sort of like, people will just notice you when you're on set. And I can imagine some actors like Sam and Justin and some of the others probably look up to you and see you as sort of just sort of someone that they aspire to do that kind of work and to keep doing this kind of work. Do you ever feel like you have a mentor role with some of these younger actors, especially when you're, because you do so many scenes with these two guys that I feel like that must happen sometimes.
I think a lot of, in general, people tend to have to feel like that because that's the norm, right?
Yeah.
But then, for example, when we started off with this, Brad and Byron and our producers brought everyone together, sat us down so that all of us got to know each other. And what I love about the young kids nowadays, they are like, I'm cool.
Yeah.
You know, I am actually quite cool and good at what I do. And I'm like, I have no doubt. Just don't waste my time. Okay. Let's all get in this together. It's like, I am learning from you. I hope that I walk onto the set and I'll be surprised and like, go like, wow, that kid is really good. Not judging you at all. Not saying like, oh, show me what you've got. It's not that. I come in thinking I have to also make sure that I am bringing my best game to the table, that I am able to, you know, work with all of us. How do we gel? How do we make? Because I do believe because you are an elder in the group, it is your responsibility to set a tone.
Yeah.
And the tone doesn't have to be show me respect, kowtow. The tone is like, we are in this together. Let's make the best thing happen for, you know, ourselves, between ourselves, with our director, with our cameraman, with everyone on the set that is there to make us look good. So I think that is the most important for me, because every day when I walk on the set, I want to learn.
Yeah.
I want to learn from them. And they are good. They are amazing. And they fought very hard to be in those roles. Mm-hmm. So, you know, they bring to the table a lot of things that I learn from them.
Definitely. Well, I can't believe it's almost been a year since you won the Oscar for Everything Everywhere. And it's, your reign will continue for years to come, but you will be crowning a new Oscar winner later this year. And you'll be a part of a lot of the award shows coming up. Does it feel better not to be nominated this year, that you can just enjoy yourself? I mean, do you, because I have a feeling that might feel good for you. You can just wear pretty clothes.
I think it is a very, very different experience, of course. I mean, mine it was this year.
Yeah, it was this year. It's still this year. Crazy.
It was the pressure, the sense of pressure and the sense of hoping and wishing. And because, you know, there were so many all over the world that was like, please do this for us. We have to do this together. And at the end of the day, that was, you don't go like, yeah, let's have a good time. You're like, oh God, please, I don't want to, what am I doing is almost running around. But fortunately, I had the most incredible team, my publicist, the A24, the people who sort of like kept you grounded and pushed you forward. it helped, it really tremendously helped. I mean, my Everything Everywhere All at Once family, we were just like linking arms, you know, with Jamie and Key and Stephanie and like the Daniels and Jonathan. And everyone that was involved was like, we kept each other sane and together. And this year, yes, it's like, ha, 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 it's your turn. Okay, let's see what you're going to do.
And you'll all be back together this year because so many of you won Oscars last year that now you'll be presenting the Oscars this year.
Yes.
So you'll be, it'll be a reunion.
I am really looking forward to it. Unfortunately, I haven't been back in LA so much. So in January, I will get to see them because we have the premiere of Brother Son on the 4th, and then we have the Golden Globes. Yeah. So we will be all reunited.
Oh, I love it. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to chat with me. I really do appreciate it. And it's great to see you again.
It's good to see you.
I can't wait to see what you'll wear at the Oscars this year. I'm so excited.
No pressure, no pressure.
Seriously, go watch The Brother Son now. And let me know what you thought of today's episode. I'm H. Allen Scott on everything. And leave a little rating and review wherever you're listening to this podcast. It really does help. And for the latest news and podcasts, go to newsweek.com and follow Newsweek on all the social platforms. And while you're there, subscribe to my newsletter, For the Culture. Until then, watch something fun, like The Brother Son on Netflix, and have a great day.